Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Andrew Goss back on the show. Andy is the author of The Secret World of Money, and he's a guy who knows all about money. He's a currency expert. He's very much involved in the gold trade and in the precious metals trade. Many of you have seen his handsome mug on television, putting forward his ideas on economic issues and the Fed, which is the reason he's here today, because this is our Fed Watch show, and we've been watching the Fed since 1998. Andy Goss, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So the Fed is under the bubble right today, aren't they? They're under the glass.
Yes, indeed. Everyone's looking at the Fed today, and they're in a box, to be fair. They're really, you know, damned if they do, damned if they don't sort of thing. If you look at a poll of economists, you'll see about half of them think they're going to raise rates, about half of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
So rarely is it like this. You know, usually it's 9-1, 8-2, something like that. And I would expect that whichever half doesn't get their way, you're going to see a bit of a tantrum on their part. So.
Well, what do you think they're going to do?
Oh, they cannot raise rates. There is a dichotomy that I did consider that might happen, and that is a one-and-done quarter-point raise hike to set the stage for what their attitude is, coupled with additional bond purchases, or QE. You know, this is something I've gotten into quite a few debates and discussions with some of the old-time economists. So you think about it this way. Everybody who was around prior to 2008 didn't really understand what QE was all about.
Right.
You know, as far as they were concerned, the Fed had one tool in its tool bag. Raise interest rates, lower interest rates. That's
right.
How it controlled monetary policy.
We never heard of QE.
That's right. And so this new tool that the Fed pulled out of their bag in 2008, which Japan is using with abandon, allows them to really...
And Europe, too, by the way.
And Europe, yeah, you're right.
As a last resort.
Mario Draghi.
Yeah.
And so this tool is being drawn out, of course, to buy mortgage-backed securities in the last round, to buy treasury bonds, bills and notes, to buy agency debt. And essentially what the Fed does is it looks at the credit markets and sees that there's not enough liquidity, you know, a credit crunch, so to speak. And so they say, all right, then give me those bonds that you have. Give me those mortgage-backed securities, and we'll create new money and give it to you, and then now you can go out and loan that. Mm-hmm. So this has been the game that the Fed has played really for the last 7 years, and they put a stop to it, allegedly, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I expect that you'll see QE4 before too long. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we have to accept this role as the world's currency. It's easy for the Fed to step back and say, okay, domestically we can see where it might make sense to raise rates a quarter point. But we're the highest traded bond in the world. You know, you go to Germany, you're going to get negative interest rates. You buy a German 10-year bond, you're going to pay them money to hold the bond. So as a result, you have the world's elite, the world's wealthy, even the Chinese now, selling everything they own in that currency and then buying dollars in dollar-denominated debt.
Mm-hmm.
If the Fed were to start a raise hike here, you know, we've doubled dollar-denominated debt in the last 5 years, 7 years. So we're right around $44 trillion, the larger bulk of which is due in the next 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
So countries, companies, individuals, people all over the world need dollars. If the Fed ignores that and just looks at domestic monetary policy and starts to raise rates, they're really going to put a pinch in the rest of the world.
What you're amplifying is shining an extra light on is something that we started noticing and I started reporting on this show back in the 90s. Andy, and that is that the United States Federal Reserve Board is not just America's central bank. It's the Earth's central bank.
Yeah, Yeah, I used to say we are getting a new the world is getting a new currency.
It's the dollar.
It just won't be new to us.
Right, it's the dollar.
That,
exactly.
That was well, right. And so the dollarization of the world, contrary to what a great many internet pundits will tell you, the world is not abandoning dollars. They're
right.
embracing them, and that's
one of the things. One of the reasons why I told people not to panic about what happened in August and early September was because the dollar is the safe haven. But the other thing is, what you're saying is that the Fed can't raise rates not just because of the U.S. economy, but because of this debt, $44 trillion in debt coming due, and what that's going to do to, well, you'd have to call it contingent liability, wouldn't you? The balance sheets would have to change.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to reprice some risk because
so you think they won't, or they shouldn't, or that you think they won't raise rates?
Not raise interest rates.
He says
today. They
will not raise rates. And folks, as you remember, that's exactly what I predicted back in January. Quick break, 20 sales. Stay with us.
And I wouldn't be doggone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.